The official death toll in Iran is approaching 2,400, but the World Health Organization says the real number of Iranians killed by COVID-19 could be five times that. Despite that grim news, the Trump administration remains unwilling to ease up on its so-called maximum pressure campaign. In fact, it has imposed new sanctions on Iran in recent days. A growing number of voices, though, are now calling on Washington to halt U.S. sanctions on Iran because of the pandemic. Duri Buscarin reports from Istanbul.
Pictures and videos from Iran shared on social media show a healthcare system stretched to the absolute brink.
They are dying in a cruel way, and there's not much us doctors can do most of the time.
Some videos are put up by Iran's state broadcaster. Patients cough into face masks. They lie in beds with IV drips in hospital hallways. Nurses break into tears, saying they haven't seen their kids in weeks. They face a shortage of protective equipment, and some have fallen sick themselves.
Unfortunately, I myself got contaminated. I advise my dear citizens, consider your health, stay at home. We will all bear the hardship.
When President Trump quit the Iran nuclear deal 2 years ago and imposed new sanctions on Iran, medicines and medical equipment were supposed to be exempt. But Sanam Vakil, a Middle East expert at Chatham House, a London-based think tank, says Iran's financial crisis makes those purchases more difficult.
The effect of the sanctions is that Iran, of course, has less revenue from the sales of its products. Its economy has gone into a recession. And it is not able to access its foreign reserves.
Key medical equipment, like face shields and ventilators, can be blocked too. That's because international banks financing the sale of supplies fear that they'll be sanctioned for working with Iran. Dalia Dasakay is with the Center for Middle East Policy at the Rand Corporation.
It's really becoming a very bad look for the United States to continue to be doubling down on this maximum of pressure approach of sanctions when the Iranian people are suffering.
Among those now calling on Washington to lift the sanctions on Iran are UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the government of China, and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. In an open letter to the American public, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani wrote that the sanctions have drastically undermined the ability of the Iranian people to fight the coronavirus. So far, the Trump administration has not been swayed. Just last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo outlined another round of sanctions, and he complained about Iran's claims that COVID-19 originated in the U.S.
Instead of focusing on the needs of the Iranian people and accepting genuine offers of support, senior Iranians lied about the Wuhan virus outbreak for weeks. The Iranian leadership is trying to avoid responsibility for their grossly incompetent and deadly governments.
Pompeo's use of the term Wuhan virus has stirred accusations of racism, reportedly creating such a hang-up at a meeting of the G7 that diplomats failed to produce a group statement on COVID-19 at all. But Pompeo's point about Iran rejecting offers of Western aid is true. Earlier this week, Iranian authorities barred the setup of a field hospital by a French medical nonprofit, Médecins Sans Frontières. An Iranian health official told Bloomberg News that the country has empty beds and spare capacity, and that there's nothing the country doesn't have or cannot access due to sanctions. I asked Sanam Vakil of Chatham House what those claims are all about.
Iranian factional politics, domestic politics are also very much on display right now. And this, of course, leads to sort of a confused public that doesn't know what to take seriously and isn't completely complying with recommendations to stay home.
Just today, an Associated Press investigation found that hundreds of Iranians have died after drinking methanol, after it was touted online as a cure. Vakil says U.S. officials are suspicious that Iran's government is using the pandemic as leverage to end the sanctions, because once the sanctions are lifted, what will Iran do with greater access to the international financial system? For the World, I'm Duri Buscarin in Istanbul.